And the Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Schools, Dr. Simon Bennett, has commended the government for implementing the Progressive Free Secondary Education Program. He said private schools cannot declare free education and asked government to consider extending some of the free facilities to the private institutions. He suggested that there should be an opportunity for discussions with the Education Ministry to see how the private institutions can fit into the implementation of government's free SHS program. He spoke to George Ankara.
In the private school, it will not be possible to declare free education. What we wish is that, like I always say, it should be targeted. Because the irony is that when you come to the senior high schools, it is the poor who have their children in the private institutions. Because, you know, SHS, the very good schools are government, and it is the rich whose children are able to pass and pass well and attend those schools. So it is rather we, the poor, who fund our children in the private institutions.
Did you conduct any research or census to establish the fact that you are saying, is it not the rich people who rather go to private schools?
No, it is the opposite. You know, when you come to the basic institutions, we have the rich having their children, that's the JHS. But when you go to the SHS, it is rather the poor. It is the opposite. Yes, we have few senior secondary schools that are well endowed, and you have rich. But most of the senior high schools, most of them, the children are from the poor parents. We have done some research. We haven't published it, but I can actually confirm this one. So for government to target the poor, I think they will need to have a look at the private institutions. And like I'm saying, we'll have to draw a modality, sit down with the Ministry of Education and see how it could be done. But currently, because we know about the economic situation of this country, we wouldn't want to force it. What we want to do is that to see how successful this one will be. And as time goes on, then we'll also be pressing for some kind of relief from government.
Are you scared that the implementation of this free progressive education at the senior high level would affect negatively the operations of private schools?
In the short term, no. But in the long term, if, for instance, if government doesn't do something for the private institutions, at the long run, it will obviously affect. Because if private institutions, the fees are a little high, and then there's this free education in the government sector, obviously it will affect. And our fear is that there's a lot of investment going on in the private sector.